Good morning. This is Kerry Meldon of Meldon Law. We're here at Law Talk Live. This is our weekly call-in radio show. We've been doing this for over 16 years. I don't have the exact date on me, but it's been a long time, and we're happy to serve the North Central Florida area. We've been really trying to explore topics this year in 2022, and this week's topic is going to be big law firms versus small law firms, the pros and cons. So we're going to discuss that topic in a little bit, but before we go into that, today's a huge game for the Florida men's basketball team versus the Auburn Tigers, who are coming into Gainesville, and they're ranked number 2 in the nation. If the Gators are able to win the game today, I think they're going to make it into March Madness. So my understanding is it's going to be a sold-out game. The tickets are really hard to get, and all the Gator fans need to get into the O-Dome this weekend and cheer on the mighty Gators. We also have the men's baseball game. They're playing Liberty in the opening series this weekend. They won last night. They got a game today and then a game on Sunday, and the men's baseball team looks like it's going to be pretty good this year as well. For those listeners out there that may or may not know, we're always doing free Gators ticket giveaways, whether it's men's or women's sports. Just go to the Meldon Law Facebook page, and you can enter to win tickets. We also give away gift certificates to Harry's Bar and Grill, which is located in Ocala and Gainesville, and even sometimes Spurrier's. For next weekend, for example, we're giving away tickets to the men's basketball game versus the Kentucky Wildcats. And for those listeners out there, know Kentucky's the blue blood of the SEC. And we're going to give away a $100 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, which is an incredible restaurant for those who haven't been there. It's all farm to table. They have no freezers. Everything's fresh. And it's really, it's a museum as well as a restaurant. So if you're a fan of the Gators, and especially Steve Spurrier, you got to check it out. It's in Celebration Point, which is right off of Archer Road and the interstate. So you can't miss it. You'll see it's next to the Bass Pro Shops and Dave & Buster's and the movie theater. So it's right in that complex. So we're really excited about being able to work with the Spurriers and the Gators because we have some great giveaways. But for this morning, we're going to be talking about the law. For those of those listeners out there that may not know, I'm a partner and lawyer with Meldon Law. I started practicing in Daytona State Attorney's Office in 2005, and I was a prosecutor for 4 years in Daytona. Actually, I covered down to Edgewater, New Smyrna, all the way up to St. Augustine, west to Palatka. And then in 2009, I came over to Gainesville to start take over the criminal defense department at Meldon Law. And I was a criminal defense litigator for about, 11 years. And when I say litigator, I was in court probably average of 2 to 4 times a week, trying cases, arguing motions, appearing on behalf of clients. That was my arena, was in the courtroom. And I was able to pick over 55 juries, which I think the stat is, 90% of lawyers have never even picked one jury. So the reason I tell you that is that I really enjoy litigating, and I'm going to tell you why that matters as we move forward. But in 2017, I opened a ancillary office in Fort Lauderdale, which is still doing great. We have our attorney Tanner Demery heading that office. But last year, I moved back to Gainesville and wanted to help Dad, expand. He wanted to open an office in Lake City in Ocala, and when Jeffrey explained to me why, it made complete sense. And today's topic, is it better to hire a big firm or a small law firm, goes right into this expansion and what we're doing and how we're going to be tackling our expansion process. And we're going to give the listeners out there kind of a sneak peek to how Meldon Law operates and how we plan to operate in the upcoming year. So transparency is important to us, not only with our clients, but also with our team members, because we're only as good as the people that we work with. So, with that being said, you can give us a call about any legal question. Our number is 1-877-975-9825. That's the Sky's number. That's 1-877-975-9825. And if you have any kind of legal question whatsoever, I'll attempt to answer it. But make sure when you call, Let it ring until we answer it, because sometimes we have multiple calls at one time. We want to get your name and your number so we can follow up with you on Monday, and we'll send you a free gift, compliments of Meldon Law. If you want to give us a call in, just call us at 1-877-975-9825. So without further ado, let's get into the topic of the big firms versus the law firms. So small firms. So as many of you guys know, Meldon Law has been in Gainesville for over 50 years. Jeffrey started the office in 1971, but until about 5 years ago, we never had more than 10 or 15 members of the firm. It was two or three lawyers. It was also a couple legal assistants, a receptionist, an intake specialist, a medical bill statement specialist. And we would all work together under one roof. This is before COVID. And no one worked remotely. And everybody came to the Gainesville office. And everybody was in the office, you know, at least 50 to 60 hours a week working away on our clients' cases. Now, obviously, times have changed. Not only has COVID changed the way that people operate, a lot of employees are able to work efficiently outside of the main office. But also, Jeffrey wanted to take the same Meldon Law quality that we've been doing for 40 years and try to expand it. And it's been a great success. We're getting better results than ever. But our employees have grown from 10 to over 40 employees at Meldon Law, spread amongst four offices: Gainesville, Lake City, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale. So we've been growing quickly in the last 4 years, but we're not a large, large law firm like some of them that you hear on the commercials. And, you know, in terms of what's better, a large law firm or a small law firm, look, the large law firms do some things really, really well, and the small law firms do some things really, really well. I think it's disingenuous to say that one is necessarily always better than the other. What I can tell you is that our belief is that when we grew, we wanted to still have our hand in all of the situations that are going in our office. So when we made a conscious decision to grow, and hold on 1 second, it looks like we have a caller on the line. Is it Clayton?
It is Clayton.
All right. Let's ring him in. Good morning, Clayton. This is Carrie. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
So I've got a question about for somebody who's attempting to write a provisional patent. Do you have any tips for someone or resources that would point me in the right direction?
So a couple things. Actually, it's funny. I had a lawyer that worked for me down in South Florida that was doing patent law, and it was an absolute mess. It was very difficult. He's had to appeal it. I think he's up with the Supreme Court now for over a year, and it's been somewhat of a nightmare. However, to help maybe answer your question, the University of Florida has an extremely well-respected patent specialty. It's called an LLM. It's basically a master's for law students. And what I would do is Google, you know, University of Florida lawyers that work in patents, because it's a very, very narrow, detailed specialty. And you don't want to hire a general lawyer that's just looking to take the case, in my opinion. Just because they may see money in it, you're going to want someone that's going to be able to take the case all the way through to the end, because it may take 2 or 3 years. Because when patents are involved, sometimes they're very simple. Sometimes, there's no one that's ever thought of this idea before. We're gonna apply for the patent, and we're gonna be able to, get our patent approved and move forward. And I don't know if that's what your position is or not. Do you have any more details, perhaps, you can give me?
So I'm writing the provisional myself. Just to save cost at first, obviously, so that I can start selling the product. But just because I guess Google's not giving me what I need, so I'm working on, I don't know. Everyone says it's either really simple or it needs to be really in-depth and detailed. There needs to be claims written in at the end of it and all kinds of stuff. So I don't know, just general tips.
Let me ask you this. Is this patent, is it a hobby, or is this something that you want to make into a livelihood?
No, sir. It's going to be a livelihood. It is a product that I'm attempting to bring to market.
Okay. So if it's something that you feel is very valuable to you, then my suggestion would be to hire a really good attorney to help you on the front end. Because when you don't do that, the problems on the back end tend to become much, much worse. And if this is not just a hobby, if this is going to be your livelihood, you want to protect it from from point A to point Z. Now, is it possible to do it on your own? Sure. I mean, anything is possible, but I would tell you you're going to feel much, much more secure if you're able to find someone that you can work with that will allow you to, have peace of mind and protect your intellectual property. I mean, that's, and at the end of the day, everyone's going to come after it if it's successful, and everyone's going to try to copy it if it's successful. So, if it's going to be a livelihood, I'm assuming you believe it's going to be successful, correct?
Absolutely. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So my suggestion is Google University of Florida patent copyright lawyers. You'll get a few different ones. I would look for one that has a LLM. It's LLM. There's three letters. It's basically a master's of law in that specialty. And see if you can find someone that can give you some legitimate advice. Because if I did it, I'd be just shooting off the hip. And I try not to do that. I try to stick with the topics that I have in-depth knowledge and what I consider myself to be an expert in.
All right.
Well, I appreciate the call, Clayton. Stay on the line. We're going to get your number so we can send you a free gift. And thank you for calling in. We're going to our first break. We'll be back after the commercials. All right, we're back here at Law Talk Live. This is attorney Kerry Meldon from Meldon Law. We just heard from my father, Jeffrey. He's in New Orleans. He was teaching a seminar at the Southern Trial Lawyers Conference in New Orleans. So that was a pretty special invite for Jeffrey. I'm always proud of him because he works harder than most anyone else that's been practicing for 50 years. We went to the Florida Bar 50-year reunion luncheon this past year, and Dad had the energy of more energy than anyone else in the banquet hall, I promise you. So I'm really thrilled and happy to have my dad around, and he's been quite a mentor and also he genuinely believes in giving back, and that's what I'm hoping to continue to do with the great success that we've had over the past half century. So without further ado, we're going to go back into our topic, a large firm versus a small firm. And what I said before is that, you can't make a blanket statement and say just because the firm is huge, it's going to be a bad firm or a great firm. Just like the blanket statement that if it's a small firm, it's going to be a great or a terrible experience. I think you really have to do your due diligence. One of the things that I would look at personally, if I was trying to select a law firm, is what is going to be the mode of communication? Am I going to be able to get in and speak with someone if I want to? In other words, if I feel like I need to speak to a lawyer, can I call them and say, I want to set up an appointment either in the office or telephonically? And when can I do it? Right. Or not even just a lawyer, maybe even just a legal assistant, a paralegal. We have a system at Meldon Law. As we expanded, we wanted to make sure that we did not lose communication with our clients. So what we created was a client communication specialist position that we assigned to every single one of our case managers. So what that means is that every case manager has their own assistant that is tasked with reaching out to the clients every 14 days, sometimes just to tell them that everything's going as planned. It may not be anything wrong with the case. It's just saying, Mr. Johnson, Mrs. Walker, whoever the name is, I just want to let you know that you're in good hands, that, Meldon Law's working away. We want to know how your experience is. Are you doing well in your treatment? And sometimes just an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Now, as you get bigger, obviously, you can't oversee everything. But we're lucky right now at Meldon Law that we're big enough that we have the power and we have the ability to fight cases and litigate cases and try cases, but we're still small enough that we basically know all of our clients. Every week, the leadership team at Meldon Law, which consists of five of us, including myself and Jeffrey, sit down, and for an hour and a half, for 90 minutes, we go through all the issues with the firm, whether it's employee issues, whether it's client issues, whether it's structural issues, whether it's operational issues, whatever it is, we sit down every week without fail to discuss how we're going to make Meldon Law experience better for our clients and for our team members. And, we're always looking to hire A-plus players So for those listening out there, you know, even if you don't have an extensive background in law, we always are looking to add to our team. And for those clients out there that know our experience, they know how long we've had employees at Meldon Law. I mean, we've had Abby Knight, our office manager, she recently turned over the reins to our new office manager, who's been great, Nikki Hadaway, but Abby Knight's still at our office. She's been there since 1981. We've had Carolyn Watson. She's been there for over a quarter century. Barbara Caswell, our bookkeeper, has been there for over 15 years. Belinda Green, she's been there close to 10 years now. She's our criminal defense litigation assistant. The Jessica Thomason, our insurance specialist slash case manager, has been there for over 6 or 7 years. You know, once you start with us, we want to make sure that we allow you to expand your career and reach whatever heights you want to reach. And that's important to us, because continuity and the peace of mind that the clients get when they know that there's people that trust our law firm that have been with us for a long time, to us, that means everything. So, you know, to answer the question as to where our firm is, I say we were a mid-sized law firm. We're neither a small law firm nor a big law firm, but we're about 40 employees, where I really like that right now. But, you know, as we continue to expand, it's going to be really important for me personally to continue to be involved in the client's cases, so much so that when I moved back to Gainesville late last year, it was with the intent to take over litigation. That means the trial cases. So, you know, if our cases are going to trial, I'm going to be involved in every single one of those trial cases, knowing what's going on with our clients who have been injured as a result of the stupidity or negligence of another. And I want to take it to the insurance companies. You know, I know a lot of lawyers say that, and it becomes like a fighting tune, but I sincerely hate losing, and I really want my clients to be happy. So for me, that's one of the best parts of being a lawyer, having the job that I have, is that I get to sit down with people and try to help them. And a lot of the times their life has been turned upside down. They're very frustrated. They don't know why it's taking so long. They don't know why their injuries aren't getting better. They don't know why the insurance company's, you know, not paying them money. They don't know why sometimes we're not pushing the case along. And I like to sit down and explain to the client, this is why it's happening. And an explanation, you know, is to me is very important. One of the things that I was very, very active in doing when I was in criminal defense was talking with my clients, proficiently, you know, at least once or twice a month. And the reason I did so is because when they were involved in the case, I felt like the results were much more fair. You know, when they were able to review the evidence with me, when they were able to discuss what their concerns were, well, you know, what would happen, you know, if they had certain, probations, you know, how would it affect their career? How would it affect their life? How would it affect their children? And based on that, we were able to come to conclusions. And even though I didn't win every case, I won quite a few, I did not have a client, you know, fire me during those years. And the reason why was because we communicated. It wasn't because I always won the case. It wasn't because I always had the answers. And any lawyer that says that they win every case aren't taking the difficult cases. I could promise you that. That's any lawyer worth their salt will tell you that, you know, you have to try the difficult cases as well as the easy cases. But communication is very important to us, and we're here at Law Talk Live. So we're going to go into the last segment. We've got about 10 minutes left. If you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 1-877-975-9825. Okay, this is Carrie Meldon with Meldon Law. We're back here at Law Talk Live. This is a 15-year ongoing Law Talk show, which we're here to service the listeners of North Central Florida. We've got some calls coming in, I think. I see the rings coming. Good morning. This is Carrie Meldon.
Hey, this is Angelica Scott.
Hey, Miss Scott. Yes, I remember you. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. So I wanted to let you know, so my accident case is going to go, I guess, to trial.
Yes.
So they're pushing for that because my insurance company didn't want to pay out the lane for the uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage. So my question is, I don't know, I guess briefly, could you tell me what to expect with a trial, and then what happens if I lose?
Well, those are great questions, and there's the answers are going to be more complicated than I can give right now, but I'll try to do the best I can. So the answer is the trial, you know, is an opportunity for the facts to be presented in front of the jury, and if you win, you know, the trial, for example, if the jury finds in your favor and says that your case is worth so much money based upon the insurance policies, as well as whether there was certain, you know, motions that may have been filed, such as proposal for settlements, civil remedy notices. These are just legal documents that you'd have to speak with your attorney about to see if those had been filed. You may be able to have, you know, the recovery up to the insurance amount, or sometimes even above that. Now, if you lose, you can also face having to pay the fees and costs of the other side. And so that's something that you have to speak with your attorney as well, as what would be the downside of me going to trial, and what am I going to face in terms of the financial burden if the insurance company wins? Because let's face it, the insurance company, if they feel like they have a good case and they're able to beat you in trial, you know, they deserve to have their fees and costs. I mean, that, you know, that's fair. Now, if you beat them, you deserve to get what you're entitled to. And that's the way that the justice system should always be. It should be equal. It should be equal access to the courts. But, you know, if someone makes an allegation, they have to prove it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. Scott, I know that you had called a couple of weeks ago. I'm always happy to talk with you. If you want to give me a call at the office, my number is 352-373-8000. All you have to do is ask for 15 minutes and we can talk. We always do free consultations. All right. Looks like we got another call on hold. Make sure we get Angelica's number. Thank you. Rob's doing a good job. All right. We got Robert on the line. Robert, this is Kerry Meldon from Meldon Law. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning, Robert. How can I help you?
Yeah. Back in 2020, my son was taken by the his life was taken by his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot.
Mm.
And this guy, I mean, it was a really messed up case where he got out on a $10,000 bond. All he's doing is pretrials now. I've called various attorneys to find out how I could personally sue this individual for taking our son, you know, our son's life.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody seems to be able to want to help me, or they say, well, they can't help me.
Let me tell you the way the law is, and this is it's a great question, and I know we're running short on time, which is why I'm kind of going to butt in here, because I want to try to give you an answer before we run out of time. Is number one, in the United States, intentional torts are not protected by insurance. In other words, if your son's friend intentionally shot him instead of it was just an accident, then insurance is not going to cover it. So then the next question would be, is that did that friend have any assets that you can be able to recover from? And we've found that 95% of people in the state of Florida do not have recoverable assets. Obviously,
he has a pension that he gets every month.
Right. So, you know, you may be able to attack a pension, but you'd have to be able to have a court order that the pension be, recoverable, and you have to figure out how to convert it into money. And essentially, it's a situation where people get very, very frustrated with all the hoops you have to jump through in order to be able to recover the money. And most lawyers on tort cases, which is what you're referring to, it's not the criminal case, it's actually the civil side, work on a contingency fee. So, you know, when you're calling all these law firms and they're saying that they can't help you, it's because they don't feel like they're going to be able to get anywhere near the amount of money that the case deserves. You know, the case, you know, there's no amount of money that can bring back your son. That's obvious.
Yeah.
But, you know, on a case like this, it's, you know, if you even had to fathom the amount of money, it'd have to be, you know, 10 figures, you know, eight, you know, seven,
yeah,
you know, 5 million, 10 million. I don't even know how you'd even quantify that type of case. So
yeah,
the problem that we have with these cases is that if they're intentional, insurance won't cover. Now, if it was an accident, if the friend is claiming that he didn't intend to do it, and it was an accident, then perhaps his homeowner's insurance would be willing to cover the damage to your son. You'd have to read through the policy to see if the coverage is there. So that would be, you know, that would be one route you'd want to go. But honestly, it's a situation that we face all the time where people hurt other people. And because insurance companies do not cover intentional torts or essentially things that acts where people intentionally harm another, there's just no money to come after. And the pension,
just a quick question. The guy that we're talking about had mental issues that were documented because they were, both of them were Iraqi vets.
Oh, wow.
And this guy was still able to purchase guns and still have firearms in his possession. And
well, that's and a whole other issue. Actually, give us a call at Meldon Law. It's 1-800-373-8000. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. I've got an attorney that I can maybe refer you to with regards to improper sale of firearms. I know someone that works on those type of cases. That's a whole different issue, and you may have a route to recovery with regards to that theory of action. So you can give us a call at Meldon Law, 1-800-373-8000. Stay on the line, Robert. We want to make sure we get your number and send you out a gift, and hopefully we'll have a great week, and go Gators.